This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Rebound out to White. Here's White. Standing between two. What a
It's going to be a junkyard fight. It's going to be a dog fight, man. We know Miami. They know us. So for us, we just got to come in ready to compete and, leave it all out there on the floor.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Kobe White sounded like me, like imitating people that do like bad sports content. Leave right. It all out on the floor.
we got to do. Take it one game at a time. That's what we got to
yes,
do.
Why do you sound like that? Because I'm just being funny.
That is hilarious from Kobe White. Not hilarious was Kobe White's performance to the Atlanta Hawks, who were bounced out of the postseason last night. Kobe White with 42, which would be a career high if these games counted. But like they happened, I saw it. I watched it.
He did score.
I lost
the points.
Money on it. But it doesn't count on his career record. Maybe I should like call my bookie. Like, hey, like Kobe yeah. White's point total doesn't count. Ergo, my refund me my bet.
Right.
Hashtag refund Kobe.
Yep. Like, what else doesn't count? Like the PayPal I have to send you in a couple days. That also won't count.
Mike Gallagher from ETR will join us coming up in 20 minutes. Dennis Bernstein joins us next hour as well. A ton of NBA and NHL postseason betting breakdown for you, dear listener and dear viewer, over the course of today's show. Final hour, power hour, will feature all our bets for tonight. But let's talk about the Bulls, and we're going to spin it forward, Ken, to their game against the Miami Heat tomorrow night. So we'll play the moved imaging coming up in a second. But, man, that's good stuff last night from Kobe White, DeMar DeRozan in Chicago, who beat Atlanta pretty handily. DeJounte Murray has a really nice game for the Hawks, but otherwise it's like, see you later, Atlanta. And the Bulls, who I think, and I know other people have said this also, and I think they're right, maybe the best bad team in the history of the NBA, gonna continue on their march here. And Jimmy Butler's not gonna play in this game. We'll talk about the points spread in a second. It might be Bulls Celtics coming up in the first round.
They play all the time too. I think they played in 1/8 like at least 3 or 4 times historically. I'm going to talk myself into having to look this up. So they definitely played the most famous. I don't know if it's the most famous 1/8 they played in, but yeah, I think, is it the most famous 1/8 they played in? Remember, was it a 1/8 when like, remember Rajon Rondo and Kirk Heinrich got in like a brawl at midcourt and like flung him into the scorer's table? That was a 1/8, right? And that was like Boston was the one. Was that
2008?
Might have been the 10 one. Might have been the second time they played. Because the story of the first title, the 08 run was right. Didn't they go to 7 against everybody the first 3 series? And then against Atlanta, it was like the same thing. Something like that. I feel like I'm mixing the two Celtics finals runs. One ended up in an NBA championship. But I actually think these teams have played multiple times in a 1/8 series, which is just really weird for just any two franchises for that to be the case. Honestly, it doesn't happen very often.
All right, so again, Mike Gallagher will join us from ETR coming up to start next hour, but right now we get you up to speed with all the line movement for the two NBA play-in games tomorrow night on Friday night, and we will talk about the couple games in the National Hockey League tonight that will impact playoff positioning in the Stanley Cup postseason with this Thursday edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
It's different on Thursday, April 18th. Ken, let's start with the play-in games on Friday night. We are both off tomorrow. We're back on Monday. So we'll talk about these games and give you our bets later in the show. But for now, let's talk about the sides and totals. And let's start with the Heat and the Bulls from Miami. Winner will lose to the Celtics likely in the first round. We are expecting no Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat. And we expect news to come down probably before we're off the air coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern on Jimmy Butler's MRI. And it feels like the Chicago Bulls will not have the services of Alex Caruso dealing with a badly sprained ankle after his teammate Andre Drummond hit him with the Shining Wizard running knee and like injured him during the game last night. So Heat and Bulls first play-in game tomorrow night to determine the 8th seed in the East.
Yeah, obviously Caruso, a pretty impactful player for Chicago, but the biggest story is going to be, is Jimmy Butler actually out for this game? It was we haven't, literally as we're doing this, we have an update. Jimmy, this is the Heat Twitter account. We don't need any insiders. Here's the insider of the team. They're telling you what's going on. Injury update, and it's all caps, so you know it's going to be really important. Jimmy Butler with a right MCL sprain, as reported by Shams, and Terry Rozier, who missed the game last night with a neck injury, and that led to, you know, Hero had to play a little bit more, other players had to play a little bit more minutes. Terry Rozier been like a big time player for the Heat down the stretch of the season. So Butler and Rozier both out for tomorrow night's game. So the really interesting thing will be, maybe we do all the games and come back to this one in a few minutes.
Let's do that.
And see, all right, so Heat, we can just tell you, the Heat were 1.5, and the total was 205.5 prior to this getting tweeted. It felt like definitely more of a Butler not playing number than an in-between number, because they're just, we all watched the game. It's a national game. It's a playoff game. It's hard to be 50-50. I think we were all leaning more toward him not playing. Him and Rozier out just really kind of compounds the problem. I mean, we can talk about props and who's going to score in this game. And it's not that Chicago's defense is any good. I mean, Tyler Hero might have to take 30 shots tomorrow. I mean, that's actually what might have to happen. I mean, it's pretty outrageous how the shot distribution might go. So Heat were 1.5. With a total of 205.5. And people might be they were favored with Butler out. They were going to be a pretty big favorite probably in this game if Jimmy Butler was going to play, because the Bulls are, terrible. And that's on the road. And that's why that would happen. Bulls only a 3-point home favorite against Atlanta last night. So we can circle back to this. But Butler and Rozier, for people listening, and everybody's been retweeting this the last couple minutes, Butler and Rozier both out. Butler, obviously, the more important player.
I'll be the square here, and we'll talk about this more later in the show. I'm going to like the Bulls in this game. If you're going to tell Tyler Hero's going to be the primary point guard.
Did you try to bet it right there when that came out? Did you try to bet it? Because you're going to get a better number probably, right?
I am having difficulty doing that right now.
Yeah.
But yes,
why are you having difficulties?
let's try and hit as much as we can here. That's the first play-in game tomorrow night. The second, this one will also have injury concerns here, right? With the Kings and the Pelicans, winner will play the Thunder in the first round in the 1-8 matchup. The Pelicans going to be without Zion Williamson. Brandon Ingram's not 100%, and Sacramento has been without both Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter for quite some time. Both won't play tomorrow night. Where do we stand with the Kings and the Pelicans? Again, the winner becomes the 8th seed in the Western Conference.
I think probably not surprising to people, and obviously when this market opened, even the people who set the openers, the market-making books, knew that it was pretty unlikely that Zion was going to play in this game. And there was some line movement, but that was formally announced with a hamstring injury. But you see a market that was kind of already slanted toward him not playing in the game. The openers at most places were either Kings by one or Pelicans by one, depending on when they opened. And then everybody pretty quickly went to Kings as a small favorite on the road in this game. And obviously Kings come off a game. Can't forget the impact of both injuries and recency bias. I mean, the Kings looked great against the Warriors. Now, Klay Thompson missed about 900 open three-pointers, but the Kings played really well. Some of their ancillary players, you mentioned the Huerter and Monk injuries. Keon Ellis has been an incredible bright spot for them. Really great defensive player, accumulating a ton of stocks, steals and blocks the last few games. So it seems like they've been able to fill their injuries, Monk and Huerter, with other players. Will the Pelicans be able to do that with Zion? And you hit on the big problem. So the Kings are a 1.5-point road favorite. The total is 211. The total has been bet down in addition to the Kings getting bet entirely as a result of the Zion injury. So that's where that movement comes from. So Kings 1.5 to 11.5. And yeah, the most important thing, okay, Zion's not going to play. Anybody who watched the Lakers game could see that he was basically accounting for 100% of the offense almost all the time. And they're trying to ramp up Brandon Ingram's minutes as he returns from this injury. And two nights ago was supposed to be the next step in that process. But he was so bad that he didn't play very well and didn't play as much, I think, as they were thinking he was going to play.
He wasn't in the game at the end. He wasn't in the game at the very end.
And I give Willie Green credit because after the game, he was just like, look, Ingram's coming back from an injury. Like, this unit was playing well. This unit without CJ McCollum in the game and Alvarado. And instead, like, I'm going to go with that. And, like, not a lot of coaches do that, by the way. And it worked. Like, it actually made a ton of... McCollum was terrible in the game. Like, can Ingram and McCollum give them anything? Or if they have to go back to the bench unit, it's going to be, like, a pretty long game, probably. And Winter obviously plays the Thunder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We need Alvarado on the Denver Nuggets so I can do the Rocky Mountain High Alvarado. Give me 30 seconds here on the Lakers and the Nuggets coming up on Saturday. Game one there from Colorado. We have seen some betting action with Denver and LA game one.
Yeah, and the interest in both game one and this series has been in Denver from open. There was some, I would say, like, kind of two-way action, maybe in the first 12 hours of this market opening, where the Lakers would get bet a little bit, and then the Nuggets would get bet a little bit. And you were kind of curious where this was going to settle. Obviously, Nuggets have home court. Nuggets are better, just by how much. And so where we've actually settled here in the series is pretty interesting. There are a couple books that are currently dealing the Nuggets as minus 425 favorites in the series. So this is up a pretty good amount in the last 24 hours. Denver has been getting bet in the series. Okay, and what happens either when a game gets bet or a series gets bet? These two things are, they're sort of derivatives of each other. They move in tandem. So as one gets bet, as the Nuggets are more likely to win the series, they're going to be more likely to win game one. And as they're more likely to win game one, they should be more likely to win the series. Like, these things should be moving at the same speed, honestly. So when this game gets bet out, like a point and a half, Denver now a 7.5-point favorite most places in game one at home, they should be a little more likely to win the series. That's what we're seeing. Interesting that, like, I feel like the Lakers as a potential upset candidate has been a popular topic on our show. I think it's interesting to talk about. Other people that I talk to think it's interesting. Other shows do it a lot. And yet you have this interesting situation where we're all talking about something and the opposite is happening. Like, the Denver is the one getting bet, despite the fact that we all think the Lakers kind of have a puncher's chance.
And that's the Lakers and the Nuggets game one on Saturday. And let's close the hour. We only got a couple baseball games tonight. No NBA tonight, obviously. Final night of the NHL regular season. Almost everything decided as far as the playoffs are concerned. But, you know, one thing still has to be determined, and that's whether or not the Kings finish ahead of the Knights or vice versa, which will determine who the Dallas Stars play and the Edmonton Oilers play. So LA definitely wants to win this game tonight. They're a point ahead of Vegas. They will play the Chicago Blackhawks, not exactly, you know, the conference finals we saw last decade. And then we have Vegas against Anaheim. Ken, what are the betting markets in those two games to close?
Like, almost unbettable level favorites. Maybe you don't think about it that way because it's like team with everything to play for, team with nothing to play for. Really, really big numbers. Both teams hanging out as between either, and this depends on where you go, either a minus 350, 375, or in both cases now with both games, there is a book in each game that is dealing Vegas and LA as -400 favorites in their games tonight. The total in both games is 6, which seems kind of irrelevant. Even a two-team parlay of those does not pay very much. Heavy action, obviously, on the teams that need the games.
I believe it's -180. I know, because I looked. I did, I'm being honest. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we will start the hour getting bets for the NBA postseason from the great Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run.